But you can't hit the mic while I'm recording, dude. Dun dun dun. Back on the bus, first episode, back in the States. That's Harry, everybody. We are back. We are back stateside. I'm back stateside. Daniel will be here tomorrow, mañana. And we're looking to get this thing going. We're looking to take this bus to America. Oh, figurative bus, not the literal bus. That's a possibility, but we're gonna play that one by ear for now. But it's great to be back. We're super excited to be back. We're so happy to have the feedback we've got from everybody who's followed us along the way, everybody who was there in the beginning, and all the new bus riders we met along the way. Thank you so much. It means the world to us, and we're so happy and so glad and couldn't have got where we are today without all of you. So that's where we're going to start the show off. Just huge thanks, huge shout out to everybody out there. Really appreciated all that. And please make sure you continue to follow, continue to share, continue to give us feedback on what we can do better, how we can improve, because that's the only way we do get better. Even if I'm a stubborn asshole and I don't like taking feedback and opinions, I want to hear it. Give it to me. Shoot me straight. Let me know what we can do. And I know Daniel feels the same way. Now, before we get on today's desk, I know. Quick tidbits on our sponsors and affiliates. So first one up, we have Amazon.com. I have been loading up on my Amazon purchases since I've been home. Not just because it's so clickbaity, they are just feeding off of my human instincts and human basic instincts. Not instincts, but what's the word? Impulse. They're going after, no, that's probably not it either. But they're going after my monkey mind. They're going after and they're tackling all the things that they know are going to want me to buy things. And whether it's bright colors, flashing lights, shiny things, and I'm just drawn to it. But I'm not just drawn to it because of that. I'm drawn to it because of all of the benefits that I can get from these products. Products I couldn't use while I was traveling overseas. Whether that's different supplements, different medicines that I can get. And I can get all those things on Amazon.com. I don't have to go to a doctor. I don't have to get insurance. I don't have to get health insurance. Folks, I'm not telling you not to get insurance. However, you want to go and go shop on Amazon. But the best thing to do, it, you can support this podcast when you shop on Amazon. Head over to onthebuspodcast.com. You're going to see a clickable link for an Amazon portal. Get in that Amazon portal. Feet first, head first, beak first, nose first. It doesn't matter, because once you click on that link and you fill up that cart and you shop, Amazon sends us a little something, and you were already going to be doing your simple purchases on Amazon. You are filling up this cart and you are supporting this bus. You are keeping the wheels on this bus. Enough said right there. I don't have anything more said. So again, make sure you go to onthebuspodcast.com. Click on the Amazon portal. And huge shout out to everybody who has done that and everybody who continues to shop on there in the future. And last but not least, we have those amazing darlings and sweethearts passing out the delicious, delectable medicines of CBD oil over at Green Roads World. Folks, I have 10 toes. I almost didn't have 10 toes. And luckily, I'm going to give those names, Danny Perdix, Matt Hames, huge shout outs for making sure Daniel and I had some of these CBD oils. Daniel's got pneumonia right now. He's battling. He's fighting. He's going to make it through. But the kid has faced, of both of us, I mean, all four of us, everybody on this bus trip, really faced some adversities, a lot of medical sicknesses and medical impairments. Luckily, we had the amazing benefits of CBD oil, and it was all coming from Green Roads World. And folks, there were so many different ways that we could consume the CBD oil. I mean, whether it was topical cream, ointment, liquid to throw inside, you just take it orally, coffee, tea, candies, they got it. And you're giving yourself the benefit of taking off inflammation in your body. Inflammation is your body's natural reaction to any medical, not medical, but any injury or ailment you're going to have. The body naturally produces inflammation and to sell red and white blood cells to send nutrients and send themselves to the area to repair itself. So what better way to fight inflammation so you're not taking on too much than CBD oil? And folks, you're going to head over to greenroadsworld.com. And once you use promo code on the bus, O-N-T-H-E-B-U-S, lowercase, one word, we're going to give you, that's us at On the Bus, and some of Green Rose World, a 15% discount on any and all of your purchases. And that way you can give yourself and everyone around you the gift of good health today. And again, that's Green Rose World, promo code On the Bus. Now let's get into today's guest. We got Coach Jeremy Abramson. Coach Jeremy, I met 2 years ago. Oh, Daniel and I met him 2 years ago. And he was a trainer out here from California. He moved out to South Florida. And I've seen his evolution and change in the health and fitness industry. I can even remember this guy just didn't even know what keto was. He wasn't all into movement mobility. He was in there a little bit. But now he's gone into this whole evolution of not just about fitness and exercise, of being a good trainer, but it's all about overall just being a good person and trying to teach and educate people and connect with people in order for him to become a better person and for others all around him to become a better person. So without further ado, we're going to get into this show on the Bus Podcast, episode 64. We're back in the U.S. Cue it. Hopefully it's not too loud. Folks, little tidbit, the AC is getting fixed. It busted this morning. But Coach Germ, Big Germ, welcome back, man.
Hey, I appreciate the kind introduction. Good to see you.
I think you were our last podcast, like the night before Daniel and I left to head back off into, head to Utah to buy the bus.
It's crazy.
Episode 35 is 64.
And then what is it, 6 months later?
Ooh, I think it's longer than that. Because that was I was August. So we left in August.
So yeah, like 9 months.
It's May now, dude.
It's wild. It really is. Things came back full circle. And it's crazy. Like I was telling you before we got on air, when I was just listening to some of the podcasts that you guys just did, and just come a long way, you know, in more ways than one. Like everything sounded great. And I know you guys have just crazy experiences to share with the world. So I'm excited to see the impact that you create with that.
Yeah, we got to find a way to properly to vet all those crazy stories and crazy experiences. Do me a favor and just push that, the whole thing from here.
Is that good?
Let me make sure it holds. Keep going. Is it moving or is it staying?
No, it's staying right there.
As long as it's up. Oh, you're
good. Oh, this is perfect. We're able to like maintain good posture.
Good
I love
posture.
It. Perfect.
I can hear you. The people at home can hear you. Now, I mean, hey, 30 episodes later, we're back. What's been going on? Where you been?
Where have I been?
You know where we've been.
What's that?
You know where we've been.
Yeah, right? I have an idea. We still need to share some stories, but I've just been continuing to grow things, man. Continuing to develop personally, professionally. I took a couple trips myself. I was out in West Africa in a country called Gabon, which is right above the Congo. I was training someone out there, one of the government officials. I was in Paris. Took a couple self-development trips, did a retreat in Nicaragua. So I've just been traveling, learning, growing, and, you know, all with the mission to hopefully translate all that information and knowledge to other people and continuing being a student myself. So I'm loving the journey, man. Just learning to embrace every day, and life is a crazy roller coaster, and we take the good with the bad, the ups with the downs, and I'm just on the ride right now.
Yeah, it's like, it's like talk about in the introduction. It's crazy to see your growth. You know, we talk about. I remember we first met. You're like, oh no, I'm trying to get this bulk. I'm trying to put on 10, 15 pounds. I'm trying to get a little bigger at the most. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh no, like, dude, are you really sure? Like this keto thing? You're going all the way in keto? Are you fully doing keto right now? Or like most of us, we do our sups here. We put our right. Scoop of butter and coconut oil and MCT oil there.
Yeah. So yeah, in terms of like the whole nutrition as a whole, I mean, I've just really dove more deep into like learning all the different aspects, paleo, whatever it may be. But I'm not like fully in keto, but I've been there. Mm-hmm. So I can experience that. But for me, it's really about being like metabolically flexible, being able to be like when I was listening to you guys talk about, you know, in South America, your options are limited. You can't just grab some grass-fed steak and an avocado, right? Like you're gonna have to give in, and you might have to have some rice. You might have to have some veggies, right? So you might be above that carb threshold, but the end goal is that you're able to adapt, and like your body's able to tolerate either one. And that's kind of, I mean, it's all about how you feel. So I'm all about like, yo, I eat this type of way and I feel this way, and whatever gets me feeling more energetic and just overall better throughout the day, where I can give more energy to my clients and to my friends and to my family members, that's what I'm going to do. So yeah. Generally that leans towards higher fat.
There was definitely one too many empanadas out there.
Oh my goodness.
One too many empanadas, so, like, a croissant, you know, you're working at a cafe.
Wait, croissants in South America?
Oh, dude.
The bakeries are legit, right?
There's some D's croissants, yeah. I'm going to Paris next week, so I'm like going to make sure I go to a croissant making class, because I'm trying to figure out how much butter goes into making croissant. Because my girlfriend told me, like, when it's wrapped up, the way it's, like, twirled and toiled like that, is that they're taking the brush and, like, putting butter on each layer like that.
I hope it's Kerrygold's butter. I hope it's grass-fed.
No, no, butter that... If you're going to France,
it's the real thing.
They fuck. They're butter fuck.
So I was there for 2 days
off
before
that,
Africa.
100% grass fed. You're not getting anything less. You're not getting margarine out there.
Like even the airport when I was there recently, 2 months ago, their airport croissants like fire. Like just it's just like a whole different quality. You go here to like Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks or even like a more upscale bakery. It just doesn't compare.
I don't go to Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know how anybody can go to a Dunkin' Donuts. You know what I'm saying? There was a Dunkin' Donuts South America. Like, oh, let me get a chocolate frosted donut for old time's sake.
Right.
And that's like probably my biggest thing that I've experienced. It's like, oh, I'm just craving like a certain kind of food. Maybe it's a cheeseburger from some generic fast food place or like a Twix bar. And it's the worst when you're craving that certain kind of food after you've gone after eating and making this natural change of eating healthier foods and healthier lifestyle. And you're just so disappointed.
It just didn't live up to the hype?
No, it's just not good at all anymore. It's like, I thought that was the most amazing thing for the longest time in my life.
Exactly. You were craving that dopamine rush. You're like, oh, this is going to make me feel good. I'm craving it. And it just, it wasn't all that you thought it was.
But that's everybody. Everybody experiences that. Yeah. I mean, my dad, who's down, 60 pounds, since I got him converted over completely of just a different eating lifestyle. But like now it's like, oh, he go gets like some junk food or something. He'll look at me and just like, shit, it just doesn't taste the same.
And it's also because we have more knowledge, like the process of how that shit is made, And once you understand like that everything you put into your body has an output and everything affects one thing or another. It's like, I want to be able to perform at a high level and I know that's going to slow me down. So it's being able to have that healthy balance. Like, okay, I feel like having this, like, why not? I want to live life one extreme or the other. You don't want to be too extreme, but being able to kind of recognize like eating this type of way makes me feel that way. Right. And then being able to kind of cater something specific for you is key, I think.
I mean, to go back what we were saying though, it's what people don't realize. I realize this is your taste buds actually evolve and change, they're cells that are coded in layers on your tongue. And then over time, you start eating certain things or eating certain ways, just what you enjoy, what you like, or what your body craves completely evolves.
Right. That's crazy, man. And people from a young age were addicted to these starchy carbohydrates, a lot of high sugar foods, Pop-Tarts, cereal, all these things, right? We get on that at such a young age and we're told that it's fine. Like it's just the norm. And then it kind of carries over. So yeah, it's really about growing our self-awareness and kind of realizing again, like, I don't need this, And that's an empowering feeling when it's like, all right, I know I have the option to eat that, but I don't even want it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't taste that great, but it also is going to make me feel like shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be able to be my best version of myself if I do have that.
That is exactly how we're going to be shaping this show today. We're just going to hit on all the things.
Let's get it,
of
man.
Wellness.
I'm excited.
Everything about how you can be total, not just total human optimization, but how you can be the person that everybody wants to be. Because everybody is going to be on their different goals and different ideas of who they want to be.
Right.
So let's finish up nutrition. Let's keep going a little bit more into that. We talked about, again, people finding what's right and what's best for them. Because I still coach some people on what they should be eating, or, should they be eating keto? Should they be eating paleo? And then I ask them, the main question, well, what do you want? Right. What is it that you want to do? How much weight do you want to gain?
Yeah.
How much weight do you want to lose? Do you want to have muscle? Do you want to work out? What is it, that you want? What kind of foods do you like? It's not, you have to change everything.
Yeah.
So it's trying to tailor and cater to them. How do you do that? And how do you set things up for people?
Right. I think it's key what you said too, because like you still want to enjoy food. Food is fucking beautiful. And like a lot of people have such a negative relationship with it. So I think that's number one. It's like having a good relationship with food. Food is just such a blessing. And like being able to be mindful and recognize where all these foods are coming from, all the diverse cultures that we're able to access, right? At the touch of our fingers, right? So that's key. But in terms of losing weight, I like to try and simplify things. You're going to want higher fat, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously healthy fats, full eggs. You're going to eat the yolk. All right, don't even get me started there. We're going to have our grass-fed beef. We're going to have like wild-caught salmon. We're going to have those type of foods. And the main reason for that is obviously the brain function, right? We're going to get our omega-3s. We're going to be more satiated throughout the day. Those type of foods fill us up. They give us more energy, and we're not going to be craving starchy carbohydrates 2 hours later, right? So more fats, less sugar, and again, carbohydrates in pretty much every form turn into sugar. It's just a process of how long it's going to take, right? So, and then also intermittent fasting, like having limited windows where we do eat. So right now there's a lot of science about like the 16-8 method, right? So like 16 hours not having anything. So water, black coffee, those are totally okay. And those actually enhance a fast. But the idea here is to give your GI, your stomach, and your intestines really like that break that they need, where they're not constantly working, breaking down food, and they have that break, right? So an example of that, it sounds kind of crazy, 16 hours without eating. But if you think about, you have dinner at 7 p.m., right? And then your next meal, 16 hours, would be like noon the next day. So a late breakfast, early lunch. But I wouldn't get too hung up on like 16 hours. Like anywhere 12, 16 hours is fine. And if you can get like any type of low intensity cardio in that morning time before you eat that first meal, whether it's a 20 minute walk or you're just doing some breath work or stretching, anything, right? That's going to get some blood flow going. Mm-hmm. That's going to stimulate. Maybe you even start sweating a little bit, but you're burning straight fat or your glycogen depleted. So
getting the, sorry to bump you, but the golf ball or lacrosse ball at your desk working, getting the blood moving.
Of course. So there's so many ways to move your body. Really find out what you enjoy. Like some people, walking is therapeutic.
Keeping nutrition. We jump over into that.
My bad.
It's all good.
No, I could talk about this shit all day. How long do we have?
No. You're fine on this. I'm just talking, keeping it subjective. We're on nutrition.
Yeah. So for, let's say your goal is you want to really like lose weight. And the key here is, I always tell my clients, is like, I'm not the type of guy that's going to give you a quick fix. Like you want to lose 20 pounds in a month. I'm not your guy for that, because the chances are it's going to be a very unsustainable, unhealthy way that you use to lose that weight in such a quick time, right? So I always say it's all about longevity. It's all about something that's going to be sustainable. So many people start diets or different health plans and they don't stick to them for over a week. And the reason is because they're so restrictive. And I like to say, like you said, like, what do you enjoy eating? What do you enjoy doing? Let's try and incorporate those things. I don't want to take away the enjoyment of your life. Like, we have such a short time here on this planet. I want you to enjoy the fuck out of every day, out of every moment. So it's about that healthy balance. And then if you're trying to gain muscle, right, obviously we're going to up those carbohydrates, mostly at night. So if you get a workout and your glycogen depleted, right, we'll have a better effect having those carbs at night, as opposed to having like a lot of starches in the morning that weigh us down, affect our energy levels. Fiber is important because it slows the whole process down. Mm-hmm. For both, whether you're trying to lose weight, keeps you satiated, or whether you're trying to gain muscle. So the only difference is probably the carbohydrate intake. And yeah, if you want a combination of two, I would say kind of incorporate both tactics. But again, like you said, it's all about specificity and finding what works for you.
Yeah, you made a great point that, you know, most people, when they go through that extreme restrictive kind of diet, that, you know, okay, you just did 20 pounds in a week, but where is the sustainability? Where is the system? Where is the consistency or the repetition that you're going to have in the rest of your life now? You cannot keep that going. You just can't keep it going because it's not beneficial to your overall well-being.
Yeah.
So that, I definitely see the correlation between that. Just like, hey, listen, it's not, you know, one quick fix. This has to become your life now. This has to become, you know, who you are. And it's not that you have to change. You have to make sure that what you're doing is going to adapt and flex with your life and the things that you like and you're comfortable with and enjoyment. So now we're going to switch that over. We're going to get into physical. We're going to exercise.
Can I finish one point on that?
You got it. No, you're
with
fine.
With the nutrition stuff, in terms of just like whether it's with fitness or training, I like to establish some guidelines and goals, right? Not necessarily I'm going to lose 10 pounds in a week, but maybe it's more of like a feeling type thing. Like, hey, I want to feel more energetic throughout the day. I want to be able to play with my kids and not feel pain, right? More things that are like lifestyle based that in effect are gonna, once you start feeling better and moving better, it's only natural that you're gonna start losing weight and looking better. So I would focus always on your body. You know your body so well, feeling better, moving better, and then everything else will take place after.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, I think you're much more of an expertise on this part. You know, I've been out of the game. I'm seeing you go to PaleoFX. I'm seeing you in the gym. I mean, first of all, I don't think anybody, most people down here, I mean, unless you're going to a well-equipped CrossFit place, is using the maces. And I know you love steel maces. He's got like these medieval type equipment, you know, huge metal ball, huge metal pole attached to each other. And this guy's waving it around. I'm sure if he started running with these things that, you know, most of the old people who live in these areas down here would be running away from you. But, you know,
I scared a few people away.
But go ahead. What is, you know, a lot of this stuff, a lot of the movement stuff that, you know, I go to a gym, whether it's here, South America, anywhere I've been, that, you know, I see people just doing the same exercise. I see them doing machines. I see them, some people using free weights, but it's the same things. I don't see them getting any other kind of movement or range of motion than the ones they're doing at the gym.
Right. And this is something you touch on all the time, right? It's finding comfort with being uncomfortable. So it's so easy, like, to go in the gym. Oh, I crush it at bench. I crush it at squat. I'm just going to hit those things, right? It feeds our ego. Right? It feeds our purpose. So we think. But for me, like, I was always active. I mean, like, if you looked at me, you'd think I'm very fit. But once I started trying some of these movement patterns that I got exposed to, I just realized, like, my hips and spine were just so limited. And it made me think, like, once I got entrenched in it, wow, imagine if I can fix these, like, imagine how much I can unlock my potential. And then translating that to the average person, whether it's an athlete, whether it's a kid, whether it's a CEO, we all spend far too much time sitting, right? Mm-hmm. 8 to 10 hours a day. So naturally, your whole posterior chain, your hamstrings, your glutes, they're gonna shut down. You're gonna hunch over. You're gonna protract your shoulders. Your low back is gonna just feel a lot of tension along with your neck and spine. So once we focus just on, like, owning your own body weight, then that'll open up the pathway for so many more things, like being able to move laterally, being able to get on the ground, sit down, get back up, doing these functional patterns that affect our everyday lives. And then once we establish a foundation there, then we can add some of those fun tools like the kettlebells, the maces. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest thing with those is, like, the nervous system. You have to be mindful with every rep. Like, we're in such a connected society where it's like 10 minutes without our phone and we're fucking freaking out. So it's like, if you're worried about that email you have to send or that dinner you have later tonight or that call you have to make, like, you're going to hit yourself with the mace. You're going to fucking swing that kettlebell and, like, hurt somebody or hurt yourself. So you really need to pay attention and focus in on every rep. So it really forces you to be present and focus on the breath, which is why I love them.
Excellent. Yeah. You hit the nail on the head. And it was unfortunate for me that I didn't realize, you know, what your core actually is. I think everybody thinks core and they just think six pack. They think their abdomen and that's it. But they don't realize that your core consists of at least like five different parts. I mean, you got your hip flexors. I think the hip flexors are the middle of your body. If those things are fucked, everything's fucked. Yeah. But you got your lower back, you got your hamstrings, you got your glutes. And I mean, you could even throw your Achilles tendons in there. Yeah. I mean, those things are definitely attached and connected to all those things. So if you got one of those things that are pulling and they're tight on you, I mean, it's a good guarantee that one of those things are going to be tight as well, because all those things are interconnected. And once, I mean, I couldn't get out of cars at some points. It was because my hips were so tight. To rotate my hip out of a car and get out, it was just so painful. And once I focused on getting my hips loose, you know, you're starting with stretching and you started doing, you know, I do squats. I got a saying. Charles Poliquin, you know, if that ass ain't touching the ground, you better go home. You
might ass as well. To grass, baby.
Ass to grass. So, you know, people get on me. Well, why are you going so low on the squat? You know, why would you go all the way down there? But it just opens up the movement, opens up the range of motion, the potential I have in my hips themselves.
Now, do you do that? You try and go ass to grass with like a barbell on your back, or
I'll even do it with a barbell. I mean, okay. I haven't done it in a while, but right. It obviously depending on the weight, but I mean, if I'm going, you know, a weight that's very manageable, even like a 135,
yeah,
I want to get it down all the way down there. I can't get my ass all the way down to it, but you know, I'm about a few inches right above the ground.
Yeah.
But what are some simple exercises, you know, whether, again, someone's in the office, someone's out, someone wants to get that little 20 minute of light cardio in their day, and something that they can engage their core in, you know.
Right.
We said stretching is one thing, but what's something that's still unique that someone can just pop in and get going?
Yeah, I think, well, one thing that you said that I'd like to touch on is you were talking about how everything's connected, right? I like to say that you're only as strong as your weakest link. Like, you can be, you can address all those strong areas, but that one moment where that weak area, whether it's an ankle, whether it's a hip, whether it's a shoulder, is put in a compromised position, then something else is going to compensate for that. And you're probably going to pay the price, whether it's with an injury, whether it's with chronic pain. In one way or another, you're going to pay the price. So I like to let's be proactive rather than wait for one of those instances to occur. Let's take ownership of our bodies. Let's take ownership of our lives and address that. In terms of what they can do around the office, we'll definitely put out some videos for this because there's a lot of things. But I think...
Give us something.
But finding alternatives to sitting. Now, you're going to be at an office, most of us, even like you and I, we work remotely. We'll be, you know, like in our rooms, at a workstation working. But sometimes we get caught in the grind too. And we'll find ourselves like, shit, man, like 4 hours and I haven't changed position. So sometimes shoving the chair aside, getting on the ground, right? You can just get on your knees.
I'll do it right now.
I mean, you're sitting on a, what would you call this? Not a Bosu ball, a medicine ball?
Yeah, like a Swiss ball. There's so many alternatives. Like right now, you'll see a lot of people with standing desks.
Oh, you could tell people too. I mean, you just popped your shirt off right now too. This guy's going all the way.
Well,
it's getting
toasty in here. That AC better be fixed.
I think it might be on right now. I'm not hearing any more drilling. So, I think you just took it off to take it off.
Why not? Right.
It is a well-being episode. We're not going to judge people about what they want to do.
But again, with that, People have gotten, standing desks have seen a rise in popularity over the last 5 years, and they're definitely better. It's definitely better to stand than sit. You're generating more blood flow, but it's still not the ideal scenario. Like, you need to, if you can see right now, we'll put some videos out, but I'm on the ground in like what's called a half kneeling position. So one of my knees is on the ground and my other leg in front is in a 90 degree angle. And from here, I'm able to kind of rock back and forth. So I'm getting a stretch with one of my hip flexors, my glute is getting engaged, and I'm just overall getting more movement throughout my body and being able to switch positions, right? Staying in the same position for a long time is the worst thing we can do. So constantly switching our positions. And again, we're going to put videos out for this. It'll make much more sense once you see those. So stay tuned. But walking, going on a walk in the morning or after dinner, these simple things make a big impact down the road. Whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just find little areas of your day to fit in some movement. And oftentimes, if you don't do that in the morning, you're not going to do it at all because you're going to get consumed by email. You're going to get consumed by the family, by all the work obligations. So find some time in the morning to take care of yourself, to love yourself. And again, we're going to post a lot of videos and pictures about what you can do on a daily basis.
All right.
We'll let some suspense build up.
Okay. Now, let's say we got a lot of people. Everybody wants to get stronger. Everybody wants to get bigger. Everybody wants to get faster. You know, what exercises are you going to target for somebody who wants to go do those things?
Okay. So, again, I'm gonna stay away from like specific exercises, but I will kind of go with some principles that I follow. So, in terms of like lifting, I always try and do a 3-to-1 ratio with pull to push. So if you think of a pull exercise, that would be kind of like a row, okay? If you think about a lat pull down, that's also a pull exercise. It's a vertical pull because it's coming from up above, right? Same thing as a pull up. Now a press or a push would be a push up, a bench press, right? And the reason we want to do more pulling than we do pushing is because if you think of the position that we spend most of our day in, right, hunched over with those protracted shoulders, okay, we're kind of feeding our dysfunction if we continue pressing, right? We're going to just get more rounded shoulders and more back pain. So really strengthening that posterior chain, okay, and really that backside, those hamstrings, those glutes, making sure that those are putting in work, because that's ultimately what holds us up when we're standing up. If you have a weak posterior chain, right, you're going to be hunched forward. So if you ever see like maybe some older people walking and they have that hunchback, mm-hmm. right, that's exactly what we want to avoid 30, 40 years down the road. So pulling, I say like a 3-to-1 ratio to pressing. And a couple other things, I mean, for lower body, I would say deadlift is like the king of the lower body. Deadlifts and lunges.
J-curls.
Yeah, J-curls are great. I use J-curls more as like a movement prep to really like open up the low back, the posterior chain.
Yeah, it's a beginning and ending. And yeah, J-curl stands for Jefferson curl. It's one of my favorite exercises. I love it.
Yeah, Brandon introduced, I think you introduced it. It was from, did we get it from Tim Ferriss's book or?
It was somebody who was probably on Ferriss's show.
Yeah, the gymnast guy.
Something Summers.
Yeah.
Coach Summers from the U.S. gymnast team.
Shout out Coach Summers.
From somewhere in Colorado. Gymnasts are naturally some of the most strongest athletes out there. And some of the exercises that they will throw your way, they are just nuts. I mean, you could be lifting as much as you want. I can jump out of the world. I can run as fast as I can. But some of these exercises really... really test, you know, your core and your overall strength in ways you just never imagine, positions you would never put yourself in on the floor. Standing up fucks your shit up.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, that's like the thing that really helped my back and really open up my spine is those Jefferson curls. So it's very similar to, to a deadlift in a way.
Yeah.
Except there's no bend in your legs at all.
During a deadlift, for the most part, you want to make sure you're keeping like a nice neutral spine. The Jefferson curl, you're really getting like that slouch over, like almost like you're going to touch your toes, right?
Yeah, yeah. And if you have a kettlebell or if you have free weights, you're going to hold those things. You're going to keep your chin tucked to your chest as you go down, and you're going to let those weights pull you down. So, I mean, where you really want to get is your ankle past your toes. And if you're getting past there, you are really pulling your spine apart. And you're also loosening up your shoulders in that process as well. And when you make sure when you come up, again, there's no video to this, and I'm also suggesting you do not use weight the first time you do this.
You heard it here first.
Daniel will vouch for this. He hurt himself for doing weights this the first time. That do not ego, use weights your first time. But then as you come up, you keep your chin tucked in and you restack your spine. And man, oh man, you will feel the difference. And you can use this stuff with no weight at all. It's simply incredible.
Yeah, it all goes back to owning your body weight. So definitely all this stuff we're suggesting, I highly recommend just getting comfortable with your own body and really finding out where your asymmetries, where your imbalances are, because that self-awareness is going to help you move forward. Okay, a couple more that I'll talk about, again, is like simply hanging from a bar, right? Again, that constant position of sitting down where we're so compressed. Hanging is the complete opposite. We're letting gravity do its part. We're lengthening the body, right? So that's great. And it builds up our grip strength, which is huge.
Not just that, but it can also repair shoulder injuries.
Right.
Hanging from Steve, what's his name?
Yeah. He was on Rogan.
Yeah. I mean, you literally hang from a bar
and
it can repair your shoulders. I mean, that's what I'll do when I first get to a gym. People are like, just why are you just like swinging on the pull-up bar? And I'm grabbing it with one hand and hanging and then switching hands here. And I'll do this for 2 minutes. And right there, my shoulders are just free. They're open, they're loose. But even if you have a shoulder injury, it's one of the number one therapies in order for you to repair any tears or damage that are in your shoulders.
Yeah. And it's funny, like just watch a little kid move. Honestly, like they go to the playground, they're on the monkey bars, they're hanging, they're swinging, right? They're squatting like without even thinking about it, just like mindlessly. And then they're crawling. Like we've just drifted so far away from like our primal instincts, right? These movements that we've relied on for 99% of existence, suddenly like they're just completely extinct. So just getting comfortable with your own body is so powerful. And remember, it's all about longevity. We're not trying to be great for a week. We're not trying to be great for a month. We're trying to be great for years to come. Like, we're trying to make a long-term impact. I want you to be able to play with your kids, your grandkids, and be able to travel the world and experience all of life with its pleasure and no pain.
Now, I'm going to segue it right into the next part then. We got self-awareness.
Ooh.
You know, you keep talking about owning your body, understanding your body.
Yeah.
And where... I mean, that's like probably the hardest thing for tell somebody, hey, start with this. This is the best way to start being aware of who you are, or being aware of, you know, because it's not just of who you are and your persona, but it's being aware of, you know, yourself physically, just like we talked about with the exercise and nutrition.
Yeah.
So if you could, or what kind of place would you tell somebody, where would you tell them to go if they have no place to really start and getting a better understanding of who they are?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I mean, I would definitely say try to breathe more. You know, it's crazy. I just read a study that the average American, the average human takes over 24,000 breaths per day. And when I'm with my clients, we do specific exercises that require them to breathe at a specific rhythm. And you see it's so new to them. Like their nervous system, it's like, it's so foreign, the concept of like mindfully breathing, that it throws them off. They start sweating. It's really actually like fascinating to watch. So just trying find more time again to like consciously breathe. Of those 24,000 breaths, like starting tomorrow, try and take 10 mindful breaths like throughout the day, just where like you feel that inhale, you feel your belly rise, and then on that exhale, you feel your kind of tummy melt to your spine. Like feel that sensation, okay? It's gonna help you relieve stress. It's gonna help give you energy. And again, it'll bring you awareness. And then in terms of other stuff, I always suggest writing things down. Like we oftentimes go a whole day and then we're so caught up, and then we're auto-typed to the next day, and like without reflecting on the positive, the negative, what we did well, what we want to improve upon. So just kind of reflecting on the days, and like if you have ideas, write them down. Like it's a pen and paper. I don't travel anywhere without my notebook. Like literally,
I have one I can put into my back pocket now.
That's key. And
I
those,
love that one.
Yeah, the pocket size ones. And most people use their phones, like their notepad. But it's good to write stuff down, like with your hand, like we were taught in third grade. Like even some cursive, throw it in there. But it's powerful what you'll realize when you actually spend time with your own thoughts. We're always in a connected state where we're texting, where we're at work, surrounded by people, driving, listening to music. And a lot of times I find we're escaping reality. Like we don't want to deal with our own shit. We don't want to face our own problems. So being able to kind of allocate time for ourselves, whether I recommend in the morning and also some time right before you go to bed, get your mind right for the next day. And I think that's where it starts, you know, is the mind. And then once you transition, you know, stuff with the body's easy, man, because you've already been there, you've trained that, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Just breathe, baby, breathe.
It's interesting to see people, you know, in a moment struggle, or you know, not feel well or not feel good, and you'll throw it right back to them, because you know, this is from personal accounts. And I think the science still stands on this one, you know. If someone's not feeling well, like, hey, did you drink some water today? Have you really breathed today? Did you make sure you're getting enough oxygen, you know, to your brain in order for it to work and function properly? So, you know, it's never doing something too extreme. You know, there's really some very simple answers to, you know, especially when we're talking about ourselves and our body. And the understanding of, you know, well, okay, let me see. Okay, homeostasis. I got to get back to this base level. I'm not feeling well right now. Let me start with breathing and water. Let me get a glass of water. Let me start with a little deep breaths. And then maybe I can settle down. Maybe I can focus on what's actually going on with me. Maybe I can understand who I am a little better, because I have the two things I know I absolutely need. They both got some oxygen in them. One's got a little bit of hydrogen. And then I'm good to go. But it's as simple as that. To gain an understanding. It's, you could be as connected as you want to be. You could have these cell phones. We have the tools and devices. We have the technology and all the knowledge of the world in the palm of my hand. For people who can't watch, I'm holding the phone in my hand. But you have everything there, yet we do such a poor job, like you really said it well, about connecting with ourselves. Yeah. You know, we're able to go away from who we are. We're able to get out of problems we have and jump into problems or good things or bad things that are happening with other people.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, we're able to see, you know, maybe ourselves sometimes and other people, but we don't have the chance to grow with ourselves first.
Yeah.
And that's the big damper. Okay. Next one.
To piggyback off that, and for everyone listening, I mean, a lot of this stuff can be overwhelming because it's like, okay, I need to do this, I need to do that. Really, I would just try and focus on each part of the day. Like, if you can win the morning and start the day off on a positive note, that's going to really build momentum for the rest of the day. You're more likely not only to have better energy, to be in a better mood, but also to make better decisions throughout the day. So like Brandon said, I mean, something I do, something I encourage everyone else to do is have 12 to 16 ounces of room temperature water, throw a pinch of Himalayan salt in there, yeah. Right? Because that has 60 minerals that are essential for so much stuff going on in our body, a lot of hormone stuff. And that's also going to help keep our water, that water retention, keep ourselves hydrated throughout the day. Throw some lemon in there, throw some apple cider vinegar, really get your digestion, your stomach ready for the day. And then, like you said, sunlight, breathing, these are free doctors, right? Like you don't need a doctor appointment to tell you like, yo, go what? Get outside, get some vitamin D, get like your melatonin levels going. Like these are extremely, extremely critical yet simple things that we need to add to our lives, and we need to do it in the morning and get our day started off right. Own the morning, own the day, own your fucking life. Let's go.
Okay.
You like that?
Yeah. Now.
You seem like a little shocked. That
No, not shocked. I'm just trying to, you know, figure out how I become more aware.
Okay.
I want more.
Yeah, so, okay. To piggyback again, you're giving me a lot of piggyback rides today. I'm 175 pounds. I think you can handle it based matter. On your ass to grass squatting. Listen, I like to have the approach. It might sound super cliche, but there's 86,400 seconds every single day. Now, we all have the same final destination, right? Whether and a lot of it's based on fear. We don't want to say it. We're all going to the same place whenever our ride is over. So it's all about having the most optimal, enjoyable life that we're able to love ourselves, love others. And again, it all starts in the morning, guys. Like you need to take that time for yourself. If you can't love yourself and take care of yourself, you have no business being in a serious relationship. How are you supposed to love someone else if you can't love yourself? And once you find that love for yourself and that care for yourself, you're going to be able to carry that on, pass it on, and really pay it forward to other people. So I think it's super powerful, right, to start everything with yourself. Focus on yourself. Be selfish. I'm saying it. Be selfish. And really experiment. Try new things. See what you respond well to. What works for Brandon and I may not work so great for you. So you really need to, again, it's all about that self-awareness, right? It circles back. Try new things. You know, try going on a walk in the morning. Try doing a couple stretches. Which one felt better? Which one did you enjoy more? And stick with that. So I would just kind of say, don't get overwhelmed. I post so much stuff on this, guys. I'm coming out in the process of like creating this unbelievable program that I know is going to impact so many people. I've been working like tirelessly on this like the last 2 months, and I'm so excited for you guys to see it. And it's going to address a lot of the things we're discussing. Your turn, Brandon.
I didn't know you were going to close on that one. I thought you had to keep going. I was zoned in.
No, man, I already feel like it's uncomfortable because I like listening and like engaging in conversation. I feel like I'm doing way too much talking right now.
See, but you're getting ready for your practice for your first podcast. See this, folks? He's doing something that makes him uncomfortable. He's out there. He's breaking the molds down.
I'm out there, Jerry, and I'm loving every minute of it.
He's growing as a human. He's growing his experience. He's becoming a bigger, better person. Now, what's your take on psychedelics in terms of self-awareness?
Psychedelics. I wish I could contribute more to the conversation. I've done acid twice, and I've also done I've also done shrooms a couple times, done Molly more than twice. But the biggest thing I think for me, like that was lacking from my experiences, was I didn't really set an intention. I was like young. I wasn't really mindful. I wasn't really mature. So I was just like with my boys, like, hey, let's trip out. Like, let's do some shrooms. Let's do some acid. But now I feel like I'm in such a different place, such a different state of mind where it's like, I want to try all these things and like really set an intention and discover other things about myself. And I know, you know, guys like, I mean, there's a lot of guys that Aubrey Marcus, Tim Ferriss, they talk about the power of psychedelics and how it really has helped them kind of get rid of some baggage from the past and realize a lot of things and kind of help with their development and creativity. So I would love to hear what you have to say, because I know you have more experience in that realm of things.
Definitely. I don't think I'm a psychonaut compared to other people, but I get the term thrown my way.
It's a compliment.
Yeah. I think, you know, any substance that, you know, has psychoactive properties or tendencies are just massive towards the field of self-awareness and getting a better grasp and understanding of who you are. So, I mean, even if, you know, I haven't smoked pot in a good while, but if I do smoke, or I smoked a little the other night, I am just looking and able at myself and the things I do on a daily basis, the things I have done, and really reflect about the thing that happened today or the thing that happened a while ago. And it's not, you know, a harping, because I don't stew on it, but I'm able to say, oh man, I'm looking at this in a completely different perspective. Like, I was a child in this situation. I can't believe I talked to this person this way. I was almost like I was like stomping my feet and my hands on my head.
Yeah.
I'm an adult. Why was I acting that way? It doesn't matter who I was acting that way to. And man, I got to really look at myself, you know, and say, you know, that is the person I am. It's not whether, you know, it happened or not. I did those things.
Yeah.
And how do I want the people who are around me to see these things? You know, and is this how I want, this how I like myself? Because I was able to see myself in a way I didn't get to see it now.
And that's huge. Having that perspective and being able to like recognize your past actions, but, and not dwelling on them, like being able to forgive yourself, like, yo man, that was kind of fucked up what I did, but like everyone makes mistakes. I'm not going to repeat that mistake. I'm going to bounce back and I'm going to grow from it. And I think a lot of times we get hung up on shit from the past, especially with what we're talking about, like trying to become a better human, a better mover, just an overall healthier, happier human. A lot of times we dwell on a past relationship or a failure, something like that, rather than moving forward and looking to it as like, this is an obstacle that I'm going to overcome. You know, we all have different adversity. And I know you had your fair share these last few months traveling. So yeah, man, I think that's key what you said is, and it, like you said, self-awareness, recognizing your actions, your emotions and stuff like that. I interrupted you. Sorry.
No, don't be silly. And then as far as, I mean, that's just simply weed. I mean, and you know, marijuana is, you know, as strong as it comes. I mean, we can talk on the scientific levels about you having the different cannabinoid receptors in your DNA that, so, I mean, even when you take in, you know, any kind of marijuana substance, I mean, it's going to latch on to your DNA. I mean, it's depending on how much you do and a certain amount you do over time. I mean, it could definitely alter your genetics. You know, that's a study in the field of epigenetics right there, you know, taking things and altering your genes over long period of time. Now, you know, we're talking about other psychedelics, you know, LSD, psilocybin mushrooms, MDMA. There's so many therapeutic benefits to doing these things.
Yeah.
You know, I don't recommend, you know, what there's a saying, I forgot where I heard it, you know, don't go out and find the drug, let it find you. You know, when the time is right to do these things, you know, you're going to be in a state to try these things. Now, I mean, I know you can say this and I can say this, you know, there have been times where, let's pop this in. Let's see where we can go. Let's see what we can do.
Yeah.
With this stuff. Let's see where we can take it. You know, I'm not here to be anybody's dad or mom. You know, I'm not going to tell them what's right, what's wrong, or condone, you know, good things or bad things that they're going to do with these things. It's, you know, it's all on you. It's all in your experience and all about you, you know, wanting to be the architect of your own reality. You know, you get to create everything and wake up every day and do and choose what you want to do. You know, if you get to do those things and that's something you want to use as a tool to shape and get better understanding of who you are, it's going to tear down a lot of walls that you built up. I like to think that everybody is schizophrenic in a way,
right?
Because we all develop and create these different sides of ourselves that in order to protect ourselves, like, oh, well, somewhere I have this subconscious fear of this, so I build this thing, this persona around something, so when I'm with other people and something bad happens, I act all tough, but in the inside I'm probably shitting my pants and I'm nervous, because I developed this, not, I wouldn't even say character, not complete schizophrenic, but you develop this persona or mentality that, oh no, ego is going to take control right now. He's going to repress that part of you who wants to express maybe the fear or that they're scared or frightened, but instead you suppress that. And now you have to find a balance of who your ego is and who you are to try and know, okay, listen, I need this ego right now. There's okay time to do this. But also I got to realize maybe, well, that's not completely me. Yeah. And I got to find out, like, when am I going to be me? And do I care about people around me knowing who I really am? Or
yeah,
is that the person I am or who I'm going to be?
Yeah, I've definitely gone through those experiences, those thoughts. I think everyone has. And I feel like I can genuinely say at this moment in my life, I've never been so comfortable in my own skin.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the past, like, not that I wasn't happy or I wasn't doing positive things, but I was always like looking for external gratification, like a pat on the back or nice job or you know what I mean? And now it's like, I'm so comfortable with myself and my intentions. I know that everything I do, I want to do good. And mm-hmm. if it doesn't go how I planned, if it doesn't go well, if I accidentally hurt somebody's feelings or harm somebody down the road, like I'll make sure I address that. But knowing deep down inside that my intentions are good and they're to give to others, to make other people realize the potential they have. And if something goes wrong, then we'll take care of that. And I was also about like the psychedelics and stuff. I would say for everyone, try and really take advantage of our free drugs, right? Water, breath, light, movement, sex, sleep. These are the most powerful drugs, the most powerful doctors you have access to. And a lot of times we just neglect them. So before you really like dive deep into any of the other stuff, I would personally just recommend like getting some consistency with your nutrition, your movement, making sure everything is kind of functioning well. I don't know. That's kind of where I would say, because I've had some of my best feelings, like creativity wise and thoughts wise and like love wise, just off like consecutive good nights of sleep, hydration, like going to the beach, getting those negative ions from the ocean.
I don't think anybody saw you going that way with that one. Yeah. Like free drugs.
Yeah, man. I'm just gonna be honest too.
I mean, I don't censor anything. So I was like, oh shit, where's he going with this one? Free drugs. I cued in a little more.
I don't know. In Times Square, there's this guy that I think they have more than one guy, but he's always giving away smiles. So like you go there, like you like shake his hand and he just smiles like. And it's like, yeah, man, that's powerful. Like making someone smile. Like I'll set my intention for the day every day. And like half of the time I write like, yo, make someone else smile today. Because you don't know the other shit that they've been going through. And like just smiling will instantly change your mood. It's mm-hmm. crazy. You know, like if you guys all right now just like smile and hold the smile, it might be uncomfortable. It might be weird. But just do it. Like try, force yourself to do it more often and really, really try and make other people smile too. Good vibes all around.
Well, I mean, I don't know about sex. I don't know who's anybody's getting free sex.
It's never, you were just in Medellin, bro. Whoa.
It's nothing's free, dude. So to go on that, because I think, I think, you know, giving somebody a hug and the different hormones that are released when you are give another human, you know, the affection of just simple touch.
Right.
You know, can just send you to a whole different plateau of just, you know, your overall feeling or your current state or certain state of being, you know, doesn't matter, man, woman, cisgender, whatever. I don't want to say, you know, just man, woman. I don't get to offend people out here. I don't care about offending people. So, you know, it's just a matter of going up to somebody and giving them a hug, and the amount of endorphins and hormones that are released when another human gives another human contact like that. It just can't be matched. And, you know, people go throughout their lives, they go through, not just their days, but their lives without just touching and having the connection with another human being. So anybody, you know, someone having a good day, bad day, doesn't matter. A simple hug can rock someone's world.
Yeah. And I would go with eye contact along with that.
Mm-hmm.
And these are things that are more and more deprived and rare with all the social media and with all the constant connectivity, right, to our devices, that oxytocin release, the serotonin, the dopamine, like just all these positive neurotransmitters in our brain. And yeah, something as simple as eye contact. Like I went on a date with a girl a couple weeks ago, and like at dinner we were just like having simple conversation, and I was like just fixated on her. I was like, I'm gonna be so present right now, I'm just gonna stare you in the eyes, kind of like I'm doing to you right now.
Yeah.
And she was genuinely like scared. She was like terrified. She's like, she like started touching her face, like I was staring. Like she had like ketchup on her face. She thought I was like genuinely like just like dazing at her for no reason, and she was frightened. Like I was like, no, I'm just trying to give you eye contact and respect. Like we're having a conversation. I want to hear what you say, and it was funny, man. Like it took me back, and I was like, maybe I'm just like a throwback. It's crazy, like that was a rare instance.
It is. I that's what I focus on when I'm talking with anybody. It's I'm literally staring into their pupil of their eyes.
Yeah,
you know.
Just, are mine dilated, by the way?
No, they're small.
Oh yeah, you can see my pretty blues.
Oh yeah, you got a lot of blue going right now. Yes. So again, like. It's whatever you want, you know. I'm just connecting with somebody. I want to, you know, try and fully understand and dig and get into what it is they're saying and who they actually are. You know, there's always much more to the words that people are trying to express. That's why I have a radio show.
Yeah. No kidding. No, and the message that you send is consistent, man. And I think that's important. Like, and it all goes back to loving yourself. Once you're able to love yourself, give yourself a hug, right? Then loving others is just like more, it's more natural. It's more genuine. It's more authentic. And yeah, it's as simple as something like a smile, a hug, staring, looking at someone in the eyes. And it's these things that it goes along with the thing like our parents, they talk about like how they used to write letters to each other. And like my mom and dad, when they weren't in the same place, you know, they would write letters to each other and communicate.
I write postcards to my girlfriend.
Yeah, and that's amazing. That's fucking well. Yeah, that, yeah. You're a throwback too. You're an old school guy. You're a hopeless romantic, and
good hopeless.
And like writing cards is so powerful. Like for anyone who's listening, whether it's like a thank you card or you're just trying to like express gratitude and like appreciation for someone, like all my clients, I tested this out recently. For Mother's Day, like what was it last week, 2 weeks ago, I wrote all my lady clients, like a very heartfelt card. And even like some women that I see around the community that I don't train, but like, I just see them a lot. So I was like, you know, I see them with their kids. I want to just like, I bought like 12, 15 cards from the dollar store. Dude, the emotions that they had from reading these cards was so profound. Like they sent me texts. Like they were like the few that read it right in front of me, like teared up. Like it was crazy. And these are just things that we need to do more often as a society, is like love each other, express our gratitude, express our emotions.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean you have to be a capitalist or a socialist or a communist or fascist. You could be whoever you want to be. Just surround yourself with love and surround yourself with the people and the things you want to do.
Yeah, man. Amen. That's crazy.
What else you got for me on that pad over there?
No, I just had it. Like, I pretty much, a lot of the stuff that we touched on, like I said, is, and we'll include links, right? And some videos. Because this is like my, I feel like everyone, they wake up in the morning and you need to have a purpose. You need to have a mission to get your day started. If that's lacking, then some trouble might occur, right? So for me, my biggest passion is to just really, really help others unleash their potential, because we all have such potential for greatness. And whether it's fear, whether it's reflecting on the past, whether it, different factors sometimes provide resistance for us to reach those things. And the stuff that I'm creating now, it should be ready in by the end of the month, I think is really going to hit on a lot of these topics that we covered. And it's written stuff, it's videos that I'm making, and I really like, I'm so excited to kind of hear feedback on this, and I'll show you some of the stuff after. But yeah, really, really just try and focus on one day at a time. Like, have a fucking phenomenal morning, build some momentum, go to work with good energy. Okay, make others around you smile. Come home from work, get a little movement in, eat a good healthy dinner, have sex with your loved one, right? Have a good genuine conversation on your drive home, listen to a podcast, preferably on the bus. And it's really like, I hate to make things sound so simple and easy, because I know they're not, but like if we're going to dumb it down to one thing, it's like really just mastering one day and then trying to replicate that process. And knowing that we were going to get an obstacle tomorrow that we didn't expect. But we've trained our mind, we trained our bodies to be able to overcome that and to come out the other side. So that's kind of like, I think a good message to leave people with is to just focus on the day, focus on the now, focus on the breath, the simple doctors we talked about. And yeah, I think you'll be in good shape.
Amen. I don't want to take it any further. I had a few lightning rounds, but that was perfect right there.
We're going to wrap it up. Lightning.
Coach Germ, Big Germ, thanks for coming out here.
Hell
I stole
yeah,
you from
man.
Aventura. I know traffic's a mess going in and out of there. Dude. But thank you so much to coming out here. Again, I know you're working on this big, big, big project coming out. But where else can people find you? Where else can they connect with you? Emails, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, fire away.
Yeah, so I would say the two biggest places would be Instagram, Coach Jeremy, Jeremy 305. I'm pretty responsive and active there. Try and post like 3 or 4 things a day that hopefully apply to most people and will help you out with nutrition, fitness, life. And then my website is lifestyle.com. I'm always posting new articles that are a little more thought out and in depth than stuff you can put on social media. Again, touches on a lot of the stuff Brandon and I spoke about. And again, connect with me there. Looking forward to hearing from you. And again, I will let you guys know and we'll link it up.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can stay tuned with the stuff I got in the works now. It's some exciting stuff. I'm excited about it.
Awesome, man. Hey,
I just said excited too many
love
times.
Love you, brother. Thank you for coming out.
Hell yeah. Wait, was that the lightning round?
No, there was no lightning round. We didn't need it. You closed too well.
We brought the thunder. Fuck the lightning.
Production on the run. Hey guys, thanks again for tuning into this show. Remember, you can go find Coach Jeremy. It's Coach Jeremy 305 on Instagram, or you can find him on E3 Lifestyle on his website. And guys, if you like this episode, new listeners, old listeners, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast over on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud, wherever you listen to the show. And make sure you leave us a 5-star review if you like the content, if you like what you're listening to, if you love what you're listening to. Let us know. Fill us in. Don't throw 1-star in there. It just doesn't look good. Hurts of the algorithm. We would appreciate it. But if it is shit, let us know it's shit personally, and we're going to fix that. We're going to clean that one up. And guys, remember, head over to that Amazon portal over on onthebuspodcast.com. Fill your shopping carts up. You got Green Roads World, promo code on the bus. And guys, don't forget about the YouTube channel. We just finished traversing the continent of South America for 10 months. We've done it all. We've dressed up like traffic zebras. We've made cocaine. We've done everything and everything you can imagine down there in South America. We found the early adopters. We found the social outliers all across the scene down there. So head over to On the Bus Podcast on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button there. Again, that's huge for us. And let us know what you think about those videos. Go watch it. Go check out the Save the Dina tour. Was the Dina saved? Was it? I'm going to leave that one for you. Coach Jeremy.
The suspense is killing me.
Blum's home tomorrow. The bus is back in the States, everybody.
We back, baby.
Dina was saved.
This is the moment for those who...